Chapter 1. My name is Lark Ba, and I was cooling my heels. Well, not really. My heels weren't hot. Cool your heels is something my halmoni, that's Korean for grandmother, says when I'm really excited to do something. But I have to be patient-like and wait. Right now, I was waiting for my mom and dad to finish getting ready. I was cooling my heels with my dog, Max. We sat next to my little brother, Connor. He wasn't cooling his heels like me and Max, though. He was studying. Connor was reading a book about baking. Did you know North Americans eat 2 billion cookies every year? He asked. That's a lot of cookies, I said. This book says it works out to 300 cookies a person. Connor closed his book and looked at me serious-like. Do you know what that means? Someone has been eating our cookies, I said. Because there's no way Mom and Dad let us have 300 cookies a year. Do you think they eat our share when we're sleeping? That would explain why they're always so strict about bedtime, I said. And why they don't like us getting out of bed and going to the kitchen to get a glass of water, added Connor. We'll have to do some, I tried to think of the word. It started with a K or an O, and it was a great word that meant secret. I couldn't think of it, so I said, secret investigating. If we put our heads together, we can solve this mystery. He made a frowny face. Can we be our own clients? That summer, Connor and I had become private investigators. We'd found the missing key to the library for Mrs. Robinson, recovered stolen diamond earrings for the Lees, and discovered who had been playing pranks at the community theater. Being a PI is a lot of fun. I like figuring out puzzles and putting clues together, and helping people solve their problems. Plus, we have a mascot. It's an alligator, because I love them. Plusser, alligator, rhymes with investigator, and I really like that. I think we can be our own clients, I said, but our case will have to wait. We have a more important job today. You mean going to the baking contest? Said Connor. And making sure we eat as many cookies and cakes as we can? I have to get in those 300 cookies before Mom and Dad catch us. No, well, yes, that's true. But we're also judges for the contest, so we need to make sure we're fair about who we choose to win. Judging the contest was a P-R-I-V-I-L-L-A-G-E? No, that's not how you spell privilege. P-R-I-V-A-L-E-D-G-E? No. P-R-I-V-I-L-E-G-E, privilege. We were given for being so good at solving mysteries. Every year, Mrs. Hamilton runs a baking contest. She owns a great bakery in our neighborhood called Cake and Bake. The winner of her contest will have their dessert sold in her bakery for 4 months. Connor pulled out the paper that listed all the rules for judging. He covered up the lines so I could only see one at a time. I have dyslexia. That means I reverse letters and numbers, and sometimes they jump around. Seeing only one line at a time helps the words stay still. We have to judge the best dessert. That means tasting the food. That'll be easy, said Connor. Nothing burned wins. Connor moved his hand so I could read the next line. And we have to judge the dessert based on the presentation. I frowned. What do you think that means? It means the cookies and cakes have to look nice when they're on the plate, he said. He pointed to the last line. Also, we're not supposed to play favorites. That's going to be difficult, I said, because I know everyone in the contest, and they're all my favorites. Mine too, agreed Connor. I wonder what kinds of treats everyone will be baking, I said. I heard Mr. O'Reilly is making a baked Alaska. I wonder what that is. Let me check. When Connor and I found out we were going to be judges, we went to the library and borrowed a whole bunch of books on baking. I thought if we know the recipes that make up the treats, it might help when it comes to judging them. I took out one of the books and looked up Baked Alaska. Crickets! It looks really complicated. Connor leaned over my shoulder. Holy smokes! They bake ice cream in an oven? I nodded. Yeah, but it doesn't melt. That's amazing! Connor took the book from me. He flipped through the pages. Man, I hope the contestants make some of these desserts. Look at all this! Checkerboard cakes and pinwheel cookies? They look delicious! I nodded. They're making me hungry, and I just ate. Do you think anyone will make mandazi? Mandazi is one of our babu's. Babu is Swahili for grandfather. Favorite desserts. They are coconut donuts, and they are delicious. I hope so. Hey, Connor frowned as he read one of the pages. What's cream of tartar? Is that like tartar sauce? Doesn't seem like it would be very good in desserts. Let's check. I bet we have some in the baking cupboard. I don't know if that's a good idea, but I was already walking to the kitchen. Max ran beside me. I was too excited to get the stepladder out, so I climbed onto the counter and opened the cupboard door. There's so much stuff in here. Hold on. I dug around and tried to be careful, but my fingers were too excited and clumsy. I knocked over a bunch of containers of sugar and sprinkles. Boom, crash, smash. Halmoni, Mum, and Dad raced into the kitchen. They stared at the mess. They stared at Max, who was covered in sugar and sprinkles. Well, said Dad, we always say Max is the sweetest dog. Lark just proved it. After I cleaned up the mess I made, we left for the community center. On the way, I saw Mr. Harold delivering the afternoon paper. He waved. Hello, Ba family. Lark, Connor, your picture made the afternoon edition. Good luck judging the baking contest.
Thank you. I waved back.
You have a big job ahead of you, Dad said. You have to be fair and choose the best baking. That means only one person can win, and that might be difficult because the others will be disappointed.
I know, said Connor.
Are you okay with that? Dad asked me. I heard Sophie is entering. Isn't she your friend, Lark?
Sophie is my best friend. She just doesn't know it yet.
Yes, but she will understand if someone else wins.
Dad nodded.
Okay, if you're sure. I thought about what he'd said. I turned to Connor.
You know, Dad is right. You'll have to be very serious when it comes to the judging. That might be hard because you're younger than me.
I am not.
Much younger.
Twins, Lark. We're twins.
I'm older.
Only by 10 minutes, he grumbled.
Still older, I said. Are you sure you won't agree with me when it comes to the judging?
Dad, Mom, and Halmoni laughed.
The day the two of you agree on anything, said Mom, is a day I'd like to see.
We got to the community center and I was beside myself with excitement. There were all kinds of great smells coming out of the open doors. Fresh bread, chocolate chip cookies. I saw Mrs. Hamilton standing by one of the benches,
I really like her. She has purple, spiky hair and an amazing black velvet cape. Plus, she always gives kids a free cookie on holidays. Mrs. Hamilton walked toward us, and I did not like the look on her face. Not one bit. Nope, nope, nope.